Hi, this is Cass. Welcome to the Curio Podcast, where two old friends hash out current events, politics, and whatever strikes our fancy. Visit us on Twitter at Podcast Curio. Join our Facebook page. Check out our website, curiopodcast.org. And don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening. Episode 51!
Woo!
Welcome, everybody. Dang. This is the Curio Podcast, in case you didn't hear about that before. I don't know.
We have
She's
an
totally
intro
free-balling.
Now.
No, we have an intro now.
Oh, you do?
Like a bona fide?
Yeah, we did a bona fide, like, recorded it, saved it as a file intro instead of just, like, singing whatever's in our heads.
I haven't listened to the last episode, so.
So that voice you're hearing is a voice you've heard before. Our friend Beck is here.
Hey, Beck.
How are you doing?
Good.
Welcome back. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Beck did go to the Grand Canyon with us.
Yes, I did.
It was so much fun.
It was amazing.
Lovely day.
It was really
every time I
amazing.
Think of it, I think I need to re-thank you again for
thank you again,
orchestrating
yes.
it and all
oh,
that.
Oh, of course. I'll orchestrate more if you give me the opportunity.
Becky does have a passport now.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know.
Oh,
it's more like, where can you go?
All the places.
All of them.
All of them.
Iceland.
You could go to Greenland.
Chile.
You could go to, oh, you know where I want to go? Budapest.
Ooh.
It's two cities, Buda and Pest.
I want to go to Morocco.
Oh, my friend Shannon got kidnapped there once.
Oh,
that
even more exciting.
Like fun. She okay?
Yeah, she was only kidnapped for about an hour.
Holy fuck, though.
They wanted her passport, and she just refused to give it to them over and over again, and then they finally just got frustrated with her and let her go.
Good. That's good to know.
Noted.
So, Becky, what are we talking about this week?
Well, we agreed to have 24 hours of no screen time.
What?
On any particular day.
Dealer's choice.
Whatever
day, right, whatever day we chose. Why did we think of that, Kim? Were we stoned when we thought of that?
Probably. Okay. If we thought of
it. Could have been the current news of the day.
Yeah.
I know I was happy to stay away from it.
It was a little mini vacation.
Myself,
yeah.
But,
So what day did you not do screens?
It was most of Saturday and part of Sunday.
Okay.
I had to break it up.
And Kim?
Yesterday, Monday.
Ooh. A
so
holiday.
It's all fresh.
It's fresh in your mind?
It's fresh.
I may have already blocked it out.
I did mine on Thursday last.
Oh.
And I almost went cuckoo bananas until the very end of the day when it was pure nirvana.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's so interesting.
So you like crested the hill.
Right. It was like when you're doing a fast and you finally get to that second day or whatever and you're like, mm-hmm. I'm going to die. Oh, this isn't that bad. I can handle this.
Yeah.
Or, you know, climbing a hill or whatever. Yeah.
Or you're doing cardio.
Right.
You know, 10 minutes in, you're like, fuck this stupid ass shit. Fucking fuck. And then 20 minutes later, you're like, oh, damn, this feels good.
So, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Since it's fresh in your mind, do you want to tell us about your experience first?
Oh, sure. We used to do screen-free Sundays in our house when the kids were younger.
Yeah.
And I had more control over things like that.
Right.
So.
Also, Trump wasn't president. Then.
And Trump wasn't president.
Okay, go ahead.
Ziggy, I'm going to touch my notebook, and you're not going to bite me.
There's... Ziggy?
There we go. Okay, it's all good. Come here. So, so it was kind of nice. Like, I left my phone in the other room when I went to bed Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Monday was a holiday, so I didn't have to get up. So no alarm.
Oh.
I do have a clock by my bed with an alarm, but I just went with it. So I woke up without it, and the first time I missed it was sitting down with my coffee in the morning and not having a screen to look at. No news, which I was fine with no news, but then I wanted to know what the weather was, and I had to ask people, like, hey, does anybody know what the weather is?
Look outside!
And, yeah, crickets, and I finally had to, like, you know, walk up to Josh and say, Josh, will you please check the weather for me? And he looked at me like I was crazy. I'm like, I don't have a phone today.
I'm a Quaker today.
I'm a Quaker today. Yeah. So I got the weather, and then I just, I looked at a book while I was having my coffee. And then I went about my regular business, and I didn't miss it that much. I made granola.
Damn. So
She went 100% with this. Okay, go ahead.
I realize that I'm going to have to fill the void, right? Like, you know, I can't just sit and think about, I don't have my phone. I need to do something. Right. So I made granola. I made breakfast. I couldn't use my phone to time the granola when I was cooking it.
You don't have a regular timer in your kitchen?
I do. So I used that. I don't usually use it. Let's see what else, the weather, I saw my phone, I walked by it and I was compelled to pick it up in a weird way. I was just like, oh no.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, you're the boss of me, aren't you? Aren't you, asshole? Fuck you. So it was a lot of like thinking and really paying attention to my thoughts and actions and what I really need it for.
Right.
I like to look shit up all day long.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's that word mean? What's happening here? What's, you know what I mean? Like whatever, an idea pops into my head and I pick up my phone and I look it up. Like.
So did you not do TV also?
I did TV. I did not do TV. It was a solid 24 hours, okay. But my husband was watching TV at night, and nighttime was hard.
Yeah.
That was the hardest time for me because I've got my going to bed ritual. Paul was watching Saving Private Ryan, and I sat at the bar. And I made a bracelet with my back to the TV so I could hear it.
Right.
But, you know, certain times during the movie, I catch myself turning around to see what was going on.
Yeah.
And there was some disconnect and some bargaining happening inside my head. Like, oh, it's Saving Private Ryan. That's art. That would be okay, but I didn't give in, and I didn't watch it. And he went to bed early anyway, so I just stayed up. And then I like to play Sudoku before I go to bed just to organize my brain. And that was really hard.
Yeah.
That's a habit.
Yeah,
and absolutely. It's a compulsion. And so I did not give in. I just sat and thought by myself.
Oh, God.
I couldn't figure out what to do with myself to fill that void.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find I have a Sudoku book, you know, like one of those pen books, whatever. Couldn't find it. Couldn't figure out
what do I do?
How to
move your arms around into the
concrete.
How do I walk? So how did you feel when it was done?
Oh, I felt great.
You felt happy that you were able to go 24 hours without a screen?
Yeah, and it was really I guess what I did when I wasn't doing Sudoku is I was kind of reflecting on the day, like, well, what do you need your phone for? What do you need it for?
Right.
Communication, yeah. Top of the list, and that might be the end of the list. I don't need to be looking at Facebook all the time. I don't need to be looking at Twitter. I don't need to be looking at the news. I don't need any of that stuff. I don't even need to be looking shit up all the time. Like,
no.
We have plenty of books in our house.
There was a time, remember, we didn't have a thing to look up everything in.
Yeah.
Right.
We had to just know things or talk to people or,
We didn't have games.
Or go to the library.
You go to the library.
Utilize your knowledge of the Dewey Decimal System.
So I went to the library during my day and had the experience.
No card catalog at the library anymore.
No card catalog at the library, and I couldn't look at the screen to find what I needed. Can I just read you my journal entries? Because I feel like I got pretty much...
You've got to know the library really well, though.
I do.
Okay.
But here it is. I started at 1 p.m. on Thursday writing... So I'm just going to read my journal entry to you guys.
Okay.
I woke up this morning not knowing what to do with myself. I usually eat breakfast while raging against the government online. Then I do my meditation in an app. And then
that was another thing.
Then I use my phone to listen to podcasts or music while cleaning and doing chores. I was dressed earlier than normal and then off to the library to return some books, get some more books. There is a screen in my car. A screen as soon as you walk into the library that shows you the events for that day and all that.
Yep.
To find a book. A screen. To check out a book.
A screen.
I have a pretty good idea of where the book sections are, but it definitely took way longer than normal at the library. I then went to Target, screens everywhere, even just amongst the shoppers. Mm-hmm. People stopped in the middle of the aisle looking at their phones. I have zero idea what is happening in the news. I feel anxious and relieved. I hadn't really thought about how much of my life is in my device. I even felt lonely today, like I was being left out of the party or missing friends.
FOMO!
Fear of missing out.
Wow.
I couldn't look up a recipe. I wanted to make Irish soda bread. And I know it's only got like 4 ingredients, but I was like, I can't remember which way they go in. I couldn't look up a recipe or watch a YouTube video that I had wanted to watch. I couldn't check my bank balance or read the news. I'll check in later. Tonight will be hard because Doug watches TV every night. Maybe I'll do a puzzle. So I check back in at 5 p.m. Made dinner, and I did half of a puzzle. I'm dying to hear some news. We have an old transistor radio, but it doesn't have a battery. I was getting desperate. I was like, oh, it takes a 9-volt Who makes 9-volt batteries?
There's one in your
smoke detector.
Smoke detector.
No, we took them all out because they beeped all the time.
Oh, assholes.
Doug is hiding in our room watching TV. He called this experiment a punishment. Reading some books about disconnecting in this digital age, interesting points about the rise of tribalism and mob culture coming from our degradation of self online. Our lives are measured in events and things, pictures, meaningful individual thoughts and ideas become more homogenized and spread like Ebola, viral like Ebola. More connection, less culture. More knowledge, less thought. More tribalism, less individualism. It's like 5 p.m. maybe. Time feels weird. I may just go to bed early.
I
didn't know what time it was all day. Okay.
That was another thing that was kind of cool.
And it was cloudy the day that I did it.
Am I the only one that still has clocks in her house? Like, I have a clock. Clocks?
But I have my phone with me all day. And
I rarely
check
the time on my phone.
It occurred to me, like, I started looking around the house like, holy cow, everything around here is electronic.
Yeah.
And that was a whole nother rabbit hole we can talk about later.
Clocks have been electronic for a really long time. Clock is a clock is a clock. I mean, you can't.
It's mechanical.
You can't trip out about a clock. It just tells you.
But
what
we
time
don't even have. I mean, most of us don't even have watches anymore, and our watches have screens.
Yeah.
I used to have a watch when I go. Well, when I was taking pictures more often, I had a regular watch on because I had to see what time it was. You know, like a wedding or whatever. I had to know really quick without pulling out my phone and getting distracted. Anyway.
All right, 7:30 p.m. Thursday.
Witching hour.
I finished the puzzle.
How many pieces?
It was a 500-piece
puzzle. Is it the puzzle on the table?
Yes, the puzzle on the table. I finished the puzzle. House is clean. It feels like when I quit smoking and had to find things to do to keep my hands busy.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I just said to myself, well, the day's almost over. Maybe I can...
Uh-huh.
Willpower! More reading. 10 p.m. Well, I've read 3 complete pottery books and parts of 2 other books about the digital age. I think I'm less curious now about news from the outside world. I wonder how long it would take to completely detox from the Trump era. I'll go to bed soon. Much like while camping, there's not much to do at night. Everyone is asleep. Without the TV on, it's completely silent and pretty relaxing, just like camping. This was hard, really hard, but I do feel better and clearer about how much time I spend distracted by screens. Maybe I should try this more often. Balance, moderation, mindfulness. And then I wrote, I feel like Henry David Thoreau, dude. That was my day.
Dang.
How about yours, Beck?
Well, mine was broken up a little bit, but I was lucky in the fact that my children were not home.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to do things I don't normally do when they're there because they're there, which means deep clean the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Did all of the laundry. Every last.
Oh, so you were busy.
I was busy.
You just stayed
busy.
And
I have a stereo. I have a turntable.
You have a...
I listen to my turntable, too.
Yeah.
That was... We don't have one at our house.
I just turned the stereo on and that... turned the radio, switched to some CDs. I still have CDs collection. I just put those in or I played a record. Cleaned the house. Took a nap.
Ah, nap.
I did have to break because I had a date with Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
So our dates consist of we bring in dinner and watch a movie.
Right.
So that is, and I only see him every other weekend. So it wasn't going to, I just broke it and then tacked on the time the next day.
Right.
But that probably made it a little easier for me. But I usually don't watch a lot of TV. And the only reason I'm on my phone when I'm home is because the kids are doing something and I just play games.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
So for me, because they weren't there, usually when they're not there, if I'm home alone, the TV's not even on, and I just turn the stereo on. So I normally have just music in the background, and then I just do whatever I do. But it was difficult not to, like, play my little hidden picture game, and
right,
which is what I like to do.
So do you, like, Kim and I overdose on the news usually in
I
a day?
Do on occasion, like with Facebook, just to see what's kind of like going on, and then, you know, doing the fact check thing. And I was really happy not to have to do that because I get so angry when I see it.
Yeah.
It was actually a relief not to. I mean, I did. Don't get me wrong. I did pick up my phone a couple times and had to put it down because I wasn't thinking.
Just out of
habit. I'm doing this.
Right.
But, I mean, it was hard and it was kind of boring when I was done with all my chores and stuff. But it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
Oh, good.
So.
The music thing was hard for me because we don't have a turntable.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't figure out how to use our CD player. Paul is forever changing and doing things with the stereo system, and I just cannot for the life of me figure it out. And it's so embarrassing and so sad. Like, I just can't. Like, I can't. I just can't. We have multiple speakers, and so sometimes...
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Like,
okay, yeah.
So I just took that off the table, and that kind of pissed me off because I wanted to listen to music in the house.
Yeah, if you'd asked me to go 24 hours without listening to music, I'd have to hard pass on that.
That would be really
hard.
Oh,
yeah, I couldn't do that.
That's a a flat out
big,
no.
Big yeah. No.
No, there's always.
But I think actually I did that day. Yeah, I didn't listen to any music. Well, my car.
Oh, yeah.
There's car Kim sitting in her driveway.
I did when yep. I got in my car. I have satellite radio and I turned it to the news stations because I never listened to the news in my car. I always listened to music, but I was so desperate. And when by the time that Doug got home from work, I was like, so usually what happens every single day is I have overdosed on all the news of the day. Uh-huh. And I spit it back out to him, abridged, and he goes, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So he got home that day and we're eating dinner and I'm like, okay, what happened today? And he was like, at work? And I'm like,
that's your job is to tell me what happened today.
Like, no, in the news, like what's happening? And he's like, oh, I think another kid died at the border. And I'm like, no, that happened the day before yesterday.
Today.
What happened today?
Something had to have happened.
I was so desperate to know what was I wanted to know what was going on. And it was like a drug. And by the end of the day, mm-hmm. I was like, oh God. I've got a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing about it is with the news is that you can't really do anything about it at the moment.
No.
You know nothing. What I mean? You can't. It's just all reactionary. It's all reaction. All of it. And it's rabbit holey.
Yeah.
Like all
that,
of a sudden.
And you never know what the fuck is going on. You know what I mean? Like when you first read something, you're like, that can't be true.
She's making a face like she doesn't believe it.
I'm sorry, you can't see me?
And these days, God, yeah, every day is more bizarre than the last. It's so crazy.
What do you think about the idea that the technology has advanced much more quickly than the human's ability to withstand that kind of stress?
Absolutely
agree. Yeah. You think about how long we went without this handheld information device. And how everybody was fine.
We all survived.
And now it's like, it's just, everything's too easy.
It is.
It's too easy to order shit. It's too easy to look stuff up. And, mm-hmm. and it's way too easy to be anonymous and just spew shit everywhere.
Oh, it's impossible to be anonymous.
But I mean, people can say anything online.
Like you go on Twitter and you can slam somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And who cares? I didn't have to look them in the face. Yeah. I didn't have to
That's what I mean. It's it's too easy for people.
But at the same time.
Not to be polite.
There's no anonymity. Like, it's weird.
Yeah.
I felt that was one of the things that I wrote down at the end of the day was.
I'm sorry.
Overall, I felt more relaxed. Less anxious because of the news. I enjoyed the anonymity of being able to communicate and being unable to communicate in real time, like being constantly available to people.
Right.
And we had a lot of stuff happen in our family the past week. And so I had to, and I didn't tell anybody that I was going to do this. And at one point late in the afternoon, I kind of panicked. I thought, oh my God. What if something happened, you know, within our family? Kim, you have a landline and a husband with a phone.
Yeah.
If something is that important, your family members know to get in touch with him. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay to let it go. And so then I started thinking about the old days, you know, when you're on vacation.
You were really on vacation.
You were on vacation. Work didn't call you. People didn't hunt you down unless there was a real, true emergency.
Yeah.
You know?
They'd leave a message, or when we were kids, not leave a message at all.
Right.
They'd just call back another time.
A little. Yeah.
There wasn't even call waiting.
Nope.
Yeah. I was even thinking about this idea, the idea of anonymity and constantly being able to be accosted by everyone. When we went to the Grand Canyon and I wanted to call Doug and tell him which hotel we were at and which room number we were in.
Oh, yeah.
And then I thought to myself, why would he need that?
Because he could just call yourself.
Right. But in the old days, when you got somewhere or if you were going somewhere, you let everybody know where. And
You'd send out you'd call him on the phone and give him the information and then you'd send him an email. And it's probably not a bad idea to do that anyway. Like, have some trail, just in case you lose your phone, something mm-hmm. happens to you, you know, there's some catastrophe, you know, I don't know. I can go there. I can think of all the things.
Well, I know you can. We know you can.
My parents asked me for the name of the hotel we were at.
That's right, yeah.
And I did text that to Poppy because they're my parents. They need to know what hotel I'm at.
It makes them feel good. It's like...
In case... Well, I mean, Marcus was alone at the apartment and Abby was with Bobby. So in case emergency, if they didn't know what kind of service I would have on my cell,
yeah.
if they and needed... And we didn't in you know, some places.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, in case they need to call the hotel. And so I just told them what hotel and that the room was under your name. And that was that.
Well, why don't we take a break, and when we come back, we can talk about some of the good things about screens.
Okay.
What? If the satellites went down, we truly did not have screens.
You know what I've always been praying for?
Wait, you just said the P word.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I'm praying to any deity.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a figure speech.
I know, I was fucking yeah. with
figure
you.
Figure speech.
We need a pulse.
Yep. Zap it.
Oh, like
zap
a,
all that shit.
Like that's what I'm waiting for, the pulse.
What are those called? That was the Matrix.
It's a
not an EMT.
No, it's not
cute.
An EMT, but yeah, it's an EM something.
EMG.
Look it up on your phone.
Electromagnetic.
Electromagnetic pulse. EMB.
EMP.
EMP.
Pulse.
And it just resets everything. Everything shuts off.
Yeah, but then all money would go away.
Sure.
It would.
It would create a lot of chaos.
Oh, hell yeah. It would.
Did you watch the TV show Mr. Robot?
No.
Oh, it's so good. It deals with that sort of like society being crushed by the computers being hacked, basically, and having to rebuild when all the data's gone.
There was a TV show called, I think it was called The Pulse. It was just one season and I watched it. And, you know, everything turned into the good old West. Well, the bad old West, right. Really, because the old
the
West
wild
was
West.
Like, oh, freaking me! Nasty. I need to get my big knife.
But it just with all the technology, like everyone's like, "Ooh, this and ooh that," and it's like there's so much of your information is so out there, and there's no way to really stop that.
Nope.
You know, no. It'd just be nice. Just to wipe it and see what happens.
She's a nihilist, an anarchist.
I like it, Becca.
I like it.
I'm with you.
All right.
Yeah.
Kim and I are feeling agitated.
Dude, I think a lot of us are.
Not agitated. Well, we're agitated too, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
But it's making me feel agitated.
I get
if
you.
Like, if you're getting wink,
I get fucking
nod.
Some shit up.
Fuck shit up. We said that last week. Yeah. I wanted to read you this. This is what the World Health
the World Horror Organization.
Are you going to actually read now?
No. World Whores Association. No, the World Health Association. No.
World Health Organization.
I'm not stoned or drunk or anything. World Health Organization. Thank you, Becky.
You're welcome.
From 1946. This is what they defined as social health.
Okay.
That we all in the world have a right to this. Health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. And I thought that it applied here.
Yeah.
When we're talking about being connected and are we too connected so
to
much
the wrong
so that
things?
It's
I think
unhealthy.
So. I think it's not too connected or wrong. It's the way that we're connected that's an issue. Because even though you could talk to anybody all over the planet,
which is really cool.
It is cool. But I think it's like you said earlier, everyone's way too available. Like an old-fashioned, bigger than my hand phone against
Answer
my
me
head.
This, Rebecca. When did you get old? I'm just kidding.
When I was in St. George last year, coming home from Lou's house, I stopped into this it was like a vintage antique store. It had all kinds of really cool stuff in it. And I found a black rotary phone from the 1940s from the Netherlands. And I know that because there's a sticker on the bottom.
Did you get it?
Fuck yeah, I got it.
Nice.
That bitch works. Still works.
Wow. It had the right plug? Because I've got one and it just has wires at the end.
It had a converter because it was European.
Mm-hmm.
It works. I plugged it in. I was totally stoked. And it would ring and everybody be like, what the hell is
shrillest,
that?
The shrillest so sound on the planet. It has loud and fuck loud.
But this one isn't. It's not like, it's not that shrill like.
Oh, is it like the European, you know what I mean?
Like that.
Like, much more subtle.
I love it.
Damn, dude.
Paul doesn't like it so much. He unplugged it and put the other one in.
Tell him to suck your dick. Put it back in. Keeps it fine.
But I tried talking on it. Uh-huh. Okay. The hand piece is heavy as hell.
Shit, yeah.
I'm like, oh, damn, I can't talk very long because I'm not too strong.
I got to work up to this.
And it was it was awkward. Like, you'd think that it would be second nature. You know, that's how I grew up with a corded phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no. I was like,
All right, let's talk about good things we like about screens.
Movies. I love movies. Dearly.
Dearly, wholly, completely.
I do like being able to look anything up at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, me too.
Recipes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Just information about stuff, word definitions, you name it. Anything that strikes my fancy.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I first logged on to a computer in the 90s. Actually, the first time I logged on to a computer pre what we know now as the internet was probably in 84 or something. But like, as we know, the internet today was the mid 90s. And I remember logging on and we had to, you know, dial up and all that.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember looking up the web page for Oingo Boingo. And then wondering to myself, what is the point of this? Like, I know about Oingo Boingo. I know about their music.
Right.
Why do I need to look at a web page about this band? And now when I look back, I'm like, everything we do is this, like, information overload. I need to know. When I'm watching a movie, I love to, like, look up the cast. And what was that person in? I remember that face from before.
Right, yeah.
Who was that person related to? And who's her father?
Maybe just the type of different types. Because Jeff does the same thing when we're watching movies. If he recognizes someone, he will literally look up on IMDb what that person did. I give two shits. I'm watching a movie. I'm entertained. It's like, He goes, I recognize. I go, I'm sure you do. I, you know what I mean? But I'm just like, I'm watching a movie. See, I'm not going to stop and look at, you know what I mean? I'm just going to enjoy the show. And
I think then forget that's why about I get overloaded, because I'm the kind of There's person so that wants questions. To know all the things.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
And here's a little box with all the things inside of
right.
it.
Right.
I guess I just don't need to know all the things, or I don't want to know all the things.
And that's probably the better way to be yeah. sometimes, is like you're just doing yeah, I don't know, one thing. You know? You're like, I'm here. This Somewhere is all good. Middle. This is, yeah.
The best.
But the music side of our devices is so convenient. Like, if you could even imagine.
Oh, God, I like that young. Song. What is that song? And you can use the Shazam to figure out what song it is.
Well, now with the iPhone, you just go, Siri, what's this song? And she says, hold on, let me tell you. And tells you. And you don't even have to push a button or anything.
It's.
We have a Bixby amazing. And I don't use him because I can't stand it.
What is Bixby?
It's the same thing as Siri on a Galaxy, but it's like, I accidentally hit the button. I have never used this thing. I don't want that kind of shit. I just want my phone to play games, answer calls, send texts, check my Facebook, check my email, pay my bills, and that's it.
So as a tool.
Yeah, but I don't, the whole, like, it's like, I wish I could uninstall this fucking helper.
Can you turn it off?
No, it's part of the operating system.
You can't, like, go
system.
into your settings
I've
and
tried.
Turn
it off. Oh. She's trying. You accidentally you know, hit it, like, it's, even on the screen, like, you'll act like there's, like, this little tab, so, and you're going to, like, go like this, and it...
Wait. So with all of the bells and whistles that we have on these devices, like Siri or what's...
Bixby.
Bixby or whatever, Alexa, all that shit, which I am no. not a fan of that stuff. Mm. Anyway... How does it affect our identity? You know what I mean? Because some people are like all about the brand new, whatever's coming out, whatever the new gadget is, whatever the new features are on the new phone. How does that affect our sense of self and our identity? Is it just...
You mean interacting with this AI? How does that affect
yeah.
sense of self?
Yeah. And just accumulating all of these like smart things and...
I don't know. Think smartphones aren't that smart.
And well,
you know what I
Nest,
mean?
Nest, doorbells, cameras all over your house.
Yeah.
You know, having to, you know what's happening with your pets while you're at work. And it just feels like it takes up so much brain space. And it may give people a sense of control.
Yeah.
That they don't really have. I mean, I don't know. I'm just curious. I'm wondering what the
psychology
of it is. I wouldn't
want that much surveillance. Like, yeah. I don't have Alexa or whatever because I don't need another thing in my house, A. And B, like, I don't need a thing that's going to be listening to what I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
Not that I'm paranoid, right. but, like, I don't need that.
No.
I just don't.
No, and I don't, yeah. I don't need to say, I need more toilet paper or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, tell Amazon to put this in my cart. I can do that myself. Or
That's
I can
way
just
too easy.
Write it down.
That's way too easy. I still write out a grocery list.
Yeah.
I used to use a grocery app list thing. But with me, I can't see my phone without my glasses, and I can't walk down the aisles in the grocery store with them on.
One of the problems of getting old.
Another
so
old
I make
thing.
A list in slightly bigger writing to solve that.
I do.
I like physically with a pen crossing off as I go.
You cross
oh, do
them
you
off?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, how
so
cute.
I don't forget anything. Because I will forget something.
Yeah.
I will.
I have a whiteboard in the kitchen.
That no
I
one
call
uses?
It the
Are you the only one that uses
list?
It?
List. I use it. No, because I'll tell them. They'll be like, oh, we're out of blah, blah. I'll say put it on the board or it's not getting bought. And that's the truth. Like, don't just tell me. Go write it down. Mm-hmm. It's right there. You're at the refrigerator. It's two steps away. Just write it down.
How do you write with
and
this
then,
thing?
And then I take a picture what? Of the list.
How do you write with this thing?
So I did go grocery shopping on Monday, and I did a handwritten list because I couldn't take a picture and look at my phone. I just take a picture of the list. Oh, you take a picture of the board. And then I delete it after I've done the shopping.
Yeah, I've gotten used to, like, if I park somewhere, like, downtown, I take a picture of the corner.
Oh, yeah, or drop a pin or
drop
something.
Drop a pin yeah. or, yeah, like, mm-hmm. when I didn't have my phone all day, I started thinking about all the ways I do use it uh-huh. unconsciously.
Yeah.
Recipes, looking at the yeah. time, the weather. Mm-hmm. I was like you, but not as obsessed as you. I was more obsessed with, like, what the hell is Trump doing today? So many times during the day, I'm using that for my life to keep rolling on, and I hadn't right. even noticed.
We're dependent on them
so yeah. dependent.
To some degree.
And not having it allowed me to, like, look around at other people and be more conscious of the way they were using their phones. And every, mm-hmm. like, 75% of the people out in the world were walking around with their phones in their hands.
Yep.
See, I'm still pretty old school with my phone in public. It's usually in my pocket. If I'm in a store.
Oh, yeah.
If I, you know, oh, we yeah. go out to dinner as a family, nobody has their phone out on the table. It's put away. I don't want to see your phone. We're here to have dinner. And we'll look around. And it's fucking crazy.
It's like zombies, right?
It's like full families. No just one's talking.
Plugged into their phones.
No one's talking. And we're all, like, looking. And even my kids notice how weird it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because even their dad, when we go out to eat, we're as a group. We're talking.
You're there to be together,
and
not
I will,
to stare at your screen.
The only time a phone is allowed out is if somebody goes, hey, we're talking about a particular subject, and we need to look something up very quickly, and they'll look it up, and then the phone gets put back.
Right.
And even if, like, they forget and they bring it out, I'll go, put your phone down. And there's no, it's an automatic, and they just put it back. Because we're not asking for much. It's 45 minutes of your time
right.
to enjoy a meal and make fun of everybody else that's not talking.
Right. Yeah. What really gets me is when I see young children and their parents, caregivers, whoever, and the kids are either hooked to a screen out in public
yeah,
or they're not and their parent is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I saw this recently in Target and it broke my freaking heart. And the mom was, I can't remember if she was talking or looking at her phone, but this kid in the stroller was looking around and pointing at things. Like,
they're missing that,
like,
interaction.
Trying yeah. to, like, make sense of their environment. And this child was probably around one. And the mom caregiver person was absolutely oblivious to this child. And I thought, how fucking lonely for that child.
But that's part of the relationship that builds neural pathways in the baby's brain.
Right.
Like, exactly. Oh, yes, honey, that is a blue.
Do you see the
yeah.
bear?
Yeah. Do you see there's a cat over there? Like,
oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That whole part of the equation is missing. What's going to happen to that brain?
Exactly.
Is the bonding not there? I mean, what?
It's part of it.
It's frightening what's going to happen in another 10, 15, 20 years with this.
Yeah, because we don't even really know. I mean,
continue.
Phones, there were flip phones for a while. Texting and smartphones and touch screens, those are still relatively new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're within still, I think, like a generation. So, or a couple decades. So when these kids become adults, you know, how are they going to function with other interpersonal relationships?
Will they even know how to function in a world without screens?
Yeah.
That's the scary thing.
Well, and we're looking at it from the paradigm of people who grew up without screens.
Absolutely. And I've had to shift my thinking about how kids socialize these
right.
days for my own kids who they didn't get a phone. Abby didn't get a phone until eighth grade. Same with Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have, they had, it wasn't until they were like 7 or 8 that they got for that birthday a DS.
Right.
Which is just a game
oh,
player.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just to play games. And, you know, that was very limited when they got it. They could only use it at certain times. But they didn't have, there was no iPad. There was no,
right.
none of that. You know, and Abby was bitching that she didn't have a phone. But I said, what are you going to fucking need a phone for? You're at school. If you need me, you go to the office and call me.
Right.
You don't need a phone. When she got to high school, I needed her to have a phone because she was doing a bunch of extracurricular shit.
We've talked to multiple therapists about this. I've talked to educators, like just trying to gather information from people. And the consensus is this is how they socialize, mm-hmm. and you cannot take that away from them.
Right.
You cannot not let them socialize, no matter how you feel about it.
Yeah.
Right.
But there's other, I mean, for the generation, our kids are probably the last generation who will have any memories of the world without smartphones or iPads or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But the generation behind them won't.
Right.
And what concerns me is how dependent are they on them? What concrete skills?
You could say that about any technology, though. That's the point I was trying to make.
Like, yeah, that's true.
You could say that about cars. And is the world a better place because of cars or a worse place because of cars?
But yeah. I think the screens are insidious in a way that they eat away at little tiny things that we don't pay much attention to. So the library. You go to the library in the old days and...
Don't be waving that shit over here.
Ziggy farted.
It's really stinky.
Your
the
dog.
Liver bits. Good
Your
boy.
Your dog.
So the Dewey Decimal System, learning the Dewey Decimal System and figuring that out is really simple.
And magical. I thought I was magical when I was little when I figured it out.
But it's a way of organizing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way of organizing. So take that out of the picture. These kids don't have that.
Do they even know how to
put things
in alphabetical order?
At all? I'm sure they know how to put things in alphabetical order. They
really?
Know the alphabet.
That doesn't mean that people are making
That's
them put
true.
Words into alphabetical order.
But if you back to the library, so how are things arranged at the library?
Alphabetically.
Fiction, nonfiction, genre. There's a whole organizational piece that's very concrete and very accessible and very much easy to understand. But if you take that piece out, what's falling through the cracks? You know what I mean? What, mm-hmm. what are they not getting? What experience are they not getting by just looking it up on a screen and poof, it's there.
The steps of figuring out how to find something.
Right.
You know, like where most these days, most kids' school books are available online.
Right.
I make my kids bring home a hardback because they need to know how to use table of contents and an index to
right.
look something up.
So, but this whole concept
yeah.
infiltrates all different aspects of our lives. If you're just ordering stuff on Amazon and having it delivered to your house, that's also out of the mix.
Yeah, you're not thinking about how something's made, how much gas it took to get to your house.
Well, that part of it, but you're also not walking into a store and seeing the organizational
yeah.
Oh, I see what you're
atmosphere.
Saying.
Knowing
you're not
how to find
thinking
something.
Like, well, I can't buy that at Best Buy. I can't buy toilet paper at Best Buy. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there's no... There's...
I get it.
But it's a different world. I think we don't know yet if that is a good thing or a bad thing.
Right. But it's these little tiny things I think are worth considering and paying attention to. It's like when I was trying to teach that kid and Chloe's class how to do fractions. And this child was struggling. Fractions can be hard.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to think of concrete ways... Right?
Right. A pie,
right.
a block, a quarter, a dollar.
A quarter and a dollar. I pull out my wallet. I pull out a dollar bill, four quarters, a couple dimes, a nickel, etc. And I said, okay. So I hold up the quarter. I said, what's this? I don't know.
What?
How I said, well, how do you pay for things? And the child goes like this, swipe. And I went, oh, wow. Okay. So this is going to be a lot harder for you.
How old is this person?
This was in her fifth grade class.
Well, then our kid's going to need to know fractions anyway.
Right. See, that's the thing. Like, we're in this kind of no man's land.
I used to be, because I homeschooled Ella and my nieces, I would teach them how to do their taxes and teach them all of these like concrete things to do.
Right.
And I had to give up on reading an analog clock because they couldn't get it.
They couldn't get, that was another thing that I was trying to teach. I was trying to teach fractions with an analog clock.
But I had to let go of that in my mind. In my mind, you should know how to read the clock, right? Well, they don't have to know how to read a clock. And they will never have to know how to read a clock unless, like we were talking about before the broadcast started, all of the satellites are taken out.
Well, and that's not necessarily science fiction. I mean,
no, but the chance of it happening is very, and in that case, then people like us who know how to read a clock and do fractions can take over the world.
Right. I can read a fucking clock.
Awesome.
All I know is my kids know how to tie their shoes and read an analog clock because I have one in the kitchen.
I have analog clocks around my house, but people, I used to try and trick Ella when she was younger, when we were homeschooling, and I'd go, oh, Ella, what time is it? And she would walk from where we were, where the analog clock was, to somewhere where there was a digital clock.
Right.
And yell at me across the house, it's 4:30.
It also feels, though, that we're losing touch with our environment.
And oh, definitely.
There's less of this. What we do here at Curio once a week, we sit down together, we look at each other's faces, we talk. Mm-hmm. Right?
We do.
I try not to look at them directly.
Because we'll bite her.
Their brilliance is blinding.
But it's a different thing. It feels good to be with people. Mm-hmm. It feels good to look people in the eye. Back looking at you right now.
You should see their faces, both of them.
But it does. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Facebook's got nothing on that. Facebook's great for staying in contact with people, and then you go look them in the eye.
Yeah.
You know, you go be
with
them.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I love it for being able to stay in contact with my family that's spread out all over the place.
Oh, yeah. It's great for that.
Right.
But there's no excuse. I mean, no, there's no excuse.
Yes, ma'am.
There's no, I lost the word. Oh, my God. There's nothing like the concrete world and being in the world.
Touching things. Smelling things. Looking at things.
Being together. Yeah. Going into the library. So when you go into the library and you find the book, there are steps involved. It's an adventure. I would always be thrilled when I found the book.
Right.
I solved the puzzle.
And I go into the bookstore and it's like, okay, I'm hunting. There it is. You know, it's exciting.
Yeah.
Ordering a book on Amazon, there is no investment in that whatsoever.
And it shows up at your house the next day. There's no work involved. There's nothing.
No money exchanged.
Yeah, same thing on Saturday. I needed a new magnifying mirror, but I wanted one that lit up, and I don't like buying certain things online because I need to
figure out what the quality is.
Shower storage yahoos. So I was like, you know, fuck it, I'm just gonna go to Bed Bath & Beyond, and they have like a display of their mirrors and the different multiplications of,
you can look at them and be like, oh yeah,
can I actually see my eyelashes in this mirror or not without my glasses? That's the key. So, you know, I specifically went there. I found the mirror. I looked at all of them and bought one. And then I had to go to Target for the shower thing because, I'm sorry, Bed Bath & Beyond, you only have one and it's for $80.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, they're so expensive. We did this last week about Bed Bath & Beyond.
My mirror was really inexpensive for what it is.
Yeah, some things they have a bunch of and they're reasonably priced. And then other things you're like, why do you want $40 for this one spoon?
Yeah, I don't know. I went to Target, bought the same thing for $30. Yeah. So I was like, suck my dick.
But Kim and I found out recently that Target is on the list.
Oh, God. The list.
Becky doesn't want to know about the list. I can tell you right now from the look on her face.
The list online.
That's a topic show.
I got to tell her.
Okay, go.
It's a list of businesses and what political
funding they do.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. So
Target wasn't bad on the list, but it wasn't great.
No. Did you take the test?
I did.
Yeah.
I was right in the middle.
I was too.
Test?
What sent me over the edge was AAA.
Fuck no.
Yep, AAA, 100% conservative Republican.
Fuck them. They've I love them, though.
So many times.
I know. Maybe we could ask them to just stop contributing to politics
yeah,
entirely.
Stop contributing to politics
and just
entirely.
Be an awesome company. How about that?
I was going to say, Kim and I, because of this feeling that we have that...
The fuck shit up feeling?
The fuck shit up feeling. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. We're starting a postcard parlor for old ladies. Or young ladies. Or old people. Or young people.
Anybody can come.
And we're not going to just do political postcards. We might also do other things. But if you are listening to our voices right now and you're feeling like you don't have any power or it's all becoming overwhelming and action will help your brain feel better.
You just want to do something. Be with people. In the same room.
Organize your own group, or if you're in the LA area, contact us and you can come be in our little old lady group. We would love to have you, and we're going to have snacks and
libations.
Libations and yep. postcards and stamps.
What are we going to be doing with the postcards?
We will have action items.
Nice.
Yes.
Addresses.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Yep.
Action. It makes you feel better.
It's anything like the email I sent Abby's principal, it should be good.
Explain.
There you go.
Oh, is this about the prom?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need to tell our listeners about the prom that happened.
I gave her my opinion.
that almost didn't happen. Oi!
Kim, you didn't even play the fart piano at all.
Oh my gosh.
Jakey's like, oh yeah?
No, he likes it.
No. He's going to release his own sound. When are you going to start playing the fart piano, Cam?
I'm just playing my butt right now.
I'm playing my butt right now.
Oh my God.
Woohoo! Oh. Oh, God help us all.
Show us your fart piano.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, wait. My fart. My phone wouldn't
go.
It wouldn't.
Take the picture.
Focus. Oh, no. I'll get it.
Curio Podcast is a Porch Swing production. Big thanks to all of our contributors and special guests. For more info, please visit Twitter at Podcast Curio, Curio Podcast on Facebook, and CurioPodcast.org. And remember, Curio Podcast loves you.
Yay!